Activists on both sides of the gun control debate turned out in force at the State House today to testify on nearly a dozen bills to either relax or restrict Maine gun laws. Mal Leary has more.
The bills under consideration by the legislature's Criminal Justice Committee include gun safety measures such as mandating trigger locks and requiring guns to be stored in safes. Another bill would require background checks for private gun sales or exchanges. Gun rights supporters, including former 2nd District Congressman Bruce Poliquin and Maine GOP Vice Chair Nick Isgro, kicked off the day with an 8 a.m. rally in the Hall of Flags against the measures, which they say are unnecessary and an infringement on their constitutional rights. But supporters say too many people, especially children, are dying from gun violence in Maine, and lawmakers need to act. As an example, several highlighted the 2017 death of a 5-year-old Scarborough girl who found her father's loaded handgun in a backpack and accidentally shot herself. The bills are expected to be hotly debated when they reach the full legislature. Similar bills have been previously rejected by Maine lawmakers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.